Welcome to OlaTalks.com. This is Ola, Business Startup Edition here. Today's topic is how to start a business at home with no money. I have a email here, question that somebody sent to me, and I'd like to dive into it right now. Shall we? I invested over 50K into a deal with some friends. Oof, that's a lot of money. A few years back, I was invested and we were supposed to launch an investment club. I actually joined something like that in the past too. The problem with investment clubs is that you're gonna have a whole lot of people with different visions coming to the table trying to make a decision. The more people you have that has to make a decision, the more difficult it can get, especially when they're not educated about how to run a business or an investment club. Usually they're not, okay? And funny enough, where I'm from, Nigeria, where my parents are from, where I identify with Nigeria, right? A lot of old, uneducated people. When I say uneducated, I mean formally educated. They run investment clubs and they took care of their money, and many of them made good money doing that together, make money on interest, things like that. But we have what we call the semi-illiterate people, people that actually went through school, but because they did that, they stopped learning and they don't really know how money works. Some of the old people from Nigeria actually know the time value of money. They know how to charge an interest. They know how to charge on their money. They know the value of money over time. And I know a lot of people that are actually well educated that just don't. They think $50 today means $50 50 days from now. No, it doesn't. Okay, there's time factor, there's time value there. As a matter of fact, every second that cash sits in your pocket is losing value, right? Anyway, let's continue. So we decided at the time, but heavy to buy heavy duty trucks and send to Africa. 2 years later, we couldn't even break even. Out of about $250,000 in joint funds. Wow, that's a lot of money. So I'm guessing a lot of people donated different levels of cash, right? Because they invested a total of $250,000 in joint funds. Only $12,000 made it back. Phew, it's really bad. $250,000, $12,000 made it back. How much is that? Serious loss. That's over 90% of loss. But anyway, I don't want to give up on my dream of working for myself. It will be my first time by myself. First of all, do I need to incorporate an LLC? And please share a tip or two on how to start a business at home with no money. All right, so I'm guessing that you have a life outside of running the business. You have a job or something, so you want to run a business from home. Good question. But let me answer the first question, which is the LLC situation. Unless you've made your first sale as a business owner, I don't recommend filing or spending $100 or $50 or even $20 or a dime on filing an LLC with the state. I just don't. You see, take it from me. My dream of owning a business started a long time ago. I started a music production company first. And I went to the county house and I registered the company name. I even still remember the company name, and I did things like that. And I did it multiple times over and over without making my first sale, without making a dime first, and I learned over the years, like, and I see people make the same mistake. They get excited about starting a business and the first thing they want to do is incorporate a company. And if you go on Google and you type in LLC, there's a ton of company that will take money from you to incorporate your LLC. What I want to tell you is that you don't have to unless you make your first sale. After your first sale, go for the second sale, the third sale, the fifth sale. Now, if once it's consistent in between that, you create the time to create an LLC and then talk to a lawyer on the protections that comes with an LLC. But my personal opinion, not a professional opinion, my personal opinion is that you don't have to waste money unless you're making money first, okay? On paperwork, for that matter, okay? If you're spending money, investing money in your education, sure. The only thing I recommend investing money in without making money first is in yourself, in your education. Outside of that, on a piece of paperwork called LLC, you don't have to do that. What are you protecting? You don't even have a business yet. You're gonna make tons of mistakes and you're still gonna learn. You're gonna fall flat on your face and then get back up. You're gonna fall flat on your face 7 times. Get back up the 8th time, 9th time, 10th time, right? You're gonna make mistakes. And I'm not scaring you. You could make a whole lot of money in the midst of all your mistakes. As a matter of fact, you're gonna make mistakes for the rest of your life. But one of the mistakes you don't have to make because you've watched this video today is filing, incorporating an LLC without making your first sale. My personal opinion, not a professional opinion, my personal opinion is you don't have to, and that should make sense to you, okay? Why spend money on a piece of paperwork without learning how to make your first sale? Don't do it, okay? So as far as starting a business from home, there's tons of ways. Just all you have to do is follow my SMS formula, okay? You need to find something. We're talking about no money, okay? If you have capital, maybe you have an idea or something like that. But I like when people come in from an angle of SMS, which is services. Find something that you can provide in terms of value for an entity, a company, a person, and they'll pay you money, fees for it, right? You want to do that. Marketing, if you learn how to spread the word, you're going to need it in your own business anyway. Learn how to spread the word and promote for other people. You don't even have to have a product. If you can spread the word about a mission, a goal, a cost, a product, right? People will pay you good money, a percentage of every sale you make. So you don't have to create a product, right? So it's a good skill set to learn, because even once you create your product, you're going to need the skills anyway, all right? The third one is sales. Every billionaire, millionaire, successful people that I know learn sales, okay? They know how to sell. They know the psychology of sales. They know the heart of sales. They know what makes people pull out the credit card and buy. There's a heart to it, okay? It's not just science. There's a heart and a science to sales. So you need to learn it, okay? You need to learn it. And once you learn how to do that, you can sell. People, again, will pay you percentage, big people, up to 100% of your sales, front-end sales, if you can learn that skills. So that's those three skills right there: services, marketing, sales, anything from that angle, you can win all day long. You can make a whole lot of money. You can start a business with $0, okay? All right, so that's my answer for you. And if you want me to help you further, all you have to do is send me an email with your question to ask@allatalks.com. Or you can leave a comment below. It will take me several weeks to get back to you, as I get over 200 emails that I need to attend to personally every single day. However, you can get a hold of me faster. You get my contact information by going through the link that you see on the screen, allatalks.com/mastermind. allatalks.com/mastermind. That's a good way to get a hold of me. You get access to a free PDF. You get access to a free class, which is 15 steps to six figures. And also, you'll be able to have access to over $11,000 worth of value. I absolutely recommend going through that way. And that's all I have for you today on this episode. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. And I will see you on the next episode. Peace.